following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
You're probably sitting there thinking, okay, the holidays are coming, and you know, I got Meemaw coming to town, and all the kids, and the grandkids, and the in-laws, and it's, you're thinking, how the hell am I going to feed these people? And I want to do something. I want to do something nice, or better yet, I've got a few friends coming over for the game. Over the weekends, let's do something different. Let's do something nice. And I don't live in Memphis because they got some damn fine barbecue there and I can't get it. Well, that's not true. You can get it. Look for their banner ad on our website at radio-memphis.com. Look for Central Barbecue. Yeah, it's up at the very top of the page. It's in the rotating set of banners that you'll find up there. Click on it. It takes you right to their shop. You can get some of that delicious slow-smoked pulled pork delivered right to your door anywhere in the United States of America. It's a beautiful thing, man. You want some ribs? Ooh, Lord have mercy. They'll send them to you. They, too, have been slow-smoked. Southern-style ribs. It's the taste of the South, and it's right there in your mouth, no matter where you are in the United States of America. If you've ever been to Memphis and you've gone to Central Barbecues, one of the three locations here in town, then you know what I'm talking about. They consistently win best barbecue joint in town. Find out why. CBQMemphis.com or on our website at radio-memphis.com. Click the banner ad, buy you some barbecue, and just freak your neighbors out and go, man, that's pretty good stuff. Say, well, yeah, it came from Memphis. We're the king of barbecue here. Check it out. You find it at radio-memphis.com. Now, let's get on with the show. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to another exciting episode from Radioland. I was sitting here moments before I turned the microphone on and doing what I usually do, which is, you know, kind of catch up on what's happening. This is my little moment here to see if there's anything that kind of catches my eye. It's been one of those days that I haven't really spent much time looking at the wide world of news, except this. Now, of course, this is probably kind of old by the time you people get it, but apparently Phil Collins has threatened to come out of retirement, and there is a petition at change.org where over 3,000 people have signed it that want him stopped. Don't come back. We've had enough of you, Phil. That's got to be kind of an insult, don't you think? Yeah, I loved you in Genesis and all. We had some fun in the 80s, but oh God, please stop it. There's some of these bands out there that you know, you think about it when they're holding on to that last bit of glory, these classic rockers, they got, you know, what's left of them, and they're still trying to make something for themselves. I mean, granted, it's all they know how to do, but when they show up on, you know, playing the fair circuit after playing arena rock shows, I mean, come on, the band Boston, give it up. And Skynyrd, hang that shit up. There ain't nobody left, you know, please, and it's just, stop it. Hey, man, you're talking about my band, man. Yeah, more than half of them got killed in a plane crash. And then what's left of them got the brother in to come sing for a while. Because, you know, we still got some rock and roll at us. Woo, let's go. No, I don't think so. I think it's time to just, you know, what happened in the past was great. You guys did great. That's fantastic. Guess what? It's, you know, it's time to move on. That's why you made records, so we could always listen to them. And in some cases, over and over, countless times, do we have to hear Bad Company from Bad Company? Oh, or the Eagles. God, I hate the fucking Eagles. All right, elsewhere in the world, of course, you know, when I search the web looking for interesting things, I inevitably do wind up spending some time zipping through a little bit of my Facebook feed. And it's, you know, of course, the usual nonsense. It's pictures of somebody's grandchildren. Who cares? Man, Rick, you're being a little harsh. Seriously, it's like going to a friend's house for dinner and they're going to whip out the old slide projector to show you their trip to Hawaii. Look where you didn't go. It's different if you're sitting there and you go, wow, you really went. Do you have any pictures? I'd like to see them. Instead of just, you know, forcing them onto people Which is really what Facebook is all about. Like me, like me, like me, like my picture, look at my grandbabies. Oh my God, look at them. Oh, they're just, look, there's a picture of my ham sandwich I'm having for lunch. Stop it. Just stop it. And something else. Everybody is getting worked the fuck up over Starbucks. Have you seen this? Starbucks is not celebrating Christmas. And because of that, they must be stopped. They must be shut down. We must not go to Starbucks because they don't like Jesus. Screw you. We want our Christmas back. Guess what? There are other people in the world aside from Christians. They don't have to celebrate Christmas. There's no law that says if you run a business, you must celebrate. Look, let me tell you something. I hate Christmas. I fucking can't stand the holiday. You know why? Because it's all about commercialism.
Man, it's the wrong reason for the season, man. You know, it's about Jesus and all of that, and you got to go to the church and give them all your money.
There again, we got to drag money into this. I get it. I understand it. I have my own personal beliefs, ideas, thoughts. It's mine. I'm not forcing them on anybody. And, you know, and Starbucks is over here going, well, we're not celebrating Christmas anymore. You know, it's a corporate decision on our end. You know, we don't want to offend anybody. Well, obviously, you've offended somebody because it's all the white people, all the Christians that are all pissed off about it going, you know, we can't have that. If I can't get a wreath picture on my coffee cup, then I'm never going there again. Sure, you're going to bankrupt Starbucks. Not happening. People get so worked up about some of this stuff. I'm just looked up the story here from the Huffington Post. Oh, that's a liberal read there, bleed. I can. For this particular subject matter of this story, I do think that it's appropriate to come from a liberal side. Some people are angry about Starbucks' new holiday cups. So really pissed off, apparently. In previous years, Starbucks' iconic holiday cups, which the chain used in lieu of white cups in November and December, featured wintry or Christmas-themed designs like snowflakes, ornaments, and nature scenes. This year, the cups are more minimalist. A red design that Jeffrey Fields, Starbucks vice president of design, said was meant to embrace the simplicity and the quietness of the holiday season. I don't have a problem with that at all. Apparently, some people do. It's a huge problem for some people who feel that the plain red cups are oppressing Christians by insulting Christmas. Oh, fuck you. Jesus. And I mean that. This is a denial of historical reality and the great Christian heritage behind the American dream that has so benefited Starbucks. That is what Andrea Williams of the UK-based organization Christian Concern, she said, this also denies the hope of Jesus Christ and his story so powerfully at this time of year. That's right, because I'm going to find my eternal salvation printed on the side of a cardboard cup full of shitty coffee. In Twitter, Chuck Nellis wrote, my Christmas mentality, if a store won't promote Christmas regarding Starbucks, I'm not spending my hard-earned money there. Well, fantastic. Don't. I mean, are you serious? Gonna make a big stink about it? There's a viral video that has been floating around social media of this cat, Joshua Fierstein, who's just, he loses his shit over it. You know, instead of, here's the thing. You're worked up about what's printed on the fucking cup instead of worried about that bitter, shitty coffee that they serve that you spend far more than you need to. $5-6 for a cup of coffee? Oh, but it's pumpkin spice. Yes, that's just some nutmeg and cinnamon. That's all it is. And everything's fucking pumpkin spiced. Nobody's raising a hackle about that. But Starbucks hates Christians. It says here to clarify, it's not like the previous cups were decked out in crosses or mangers. It's unclear why a drawing of a winking snowman or a dog sledding, for instance, is more Christian than a plain red and green, you know, Christmas color cup. Either way, angry Starbucks patrons have a solution. Former pastor Joshua Fierstein, this guy, claimed in a viral Facebook video that he had pranked Starbucks by simply telling them his name was Merry Christmas, thus forcing them to the surely unimpressed barista to write the words Merry Christmas on the cup. Wouldn't he have freaked the fuck out had they wrote Merry Xmas on it? That seems to get some people worked up, too.
Oh, it's not Xmas. There's a war on Christmas. We got to put the Christ in Christmas.
Feierstein also noted that he'd bought a gun into the coffee shop despite of Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz's request that patrons leave their firearms at home. Oh, hey, yeah, there you go. That makes your point perfectly clear. Because Jesus wants me to carry a gun when I go get my shitty coffee. Because, you know, nothing says good Christian behavior by shooting your fellow man. In the video, Feierstein encouraged people to similarly claim that their names are Merry Christmas and to use the hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks. Social media users have been expressing their support for the prank, but somebody else had taken umbrage with that. A guy by the name of Zach Hunt on Twitter, he wrote, "If your way of pranking Starbucks involves buying a cup of their coffee, I'm pretty sure the joke's on you." Amen. By the previous Sunday, the anti-Starbucks backlash was getting its own backlash from those mocking the cup outrage. Ron Burr on Twitter said, "If you need a coffee chain to be your ambassador of Christ, you need to re-examine your relationship with God." Yeah. Some have theorized that the controversy is a viral marketing scheme originated by Starbucks itself. But the vocal minority decrying the cups does not represent all Christians. Reverend Emily Heath mocked the absurdity of the backlash in a blog piece where she had noted that it demonstrated some seriously misplaced priorities. And she's right. So, but this is not how we think as a society, because we put it on social media because now that gives us the right and the reason to go completely apeshit over things for no reason at all. That's the beauty of it, you know, because, you know, you see, you know, political ranting aside that happens in social media, I mean, you can kind of steer around that kind of stuff, even though it gets a little silly, because everybody knows that, you know, I get all of my political ideas from what I see other people write on social media, because God forbid I should have more than one thought, and God forbid any of those thoughts be my own. That would not be right. And it's funny because some of these folks, nobody's going to argue the post. They don't want to get into a pissing contest. So that's where, you know, the cowards are, because you can write whatever you want on Facebook or social media. You can write whatever you want. And if somebody strongly disagrees with what you write, they're not going to say that in the comment section. They won't do that. That's the amusing thing about it, because they don't want to get themselves involved in a pissing contest on Facebook, because, you know, all of a sudden you're in a fight with an idiot. And Lord only knows, when you fight with an idiot, you just become an idiot. So you just have to kind of let it go. And that's why it's amusing to me when I see, I mean, absolutely hateful, mean posts about people. And it, whether it's political, whether it's religious, whether it's about some drama that's going on, very few people will actually comment on, because it's like, ooh, I'm just going to pass by this one. I'm not going to bookmark it for later to see how this conversation is going to go, because nobody gives a shit. That's the bottom line. People now have, and it's not now, but people have used their power of speech. That's the beautiful thing. The freedom of speech and the power to use your voice is an immense power. You can say fantastic things in social media, right or wrong. And here we are in a world where this is available to us, and we really kind of misuse it. Now, as far as Facebook itself, I get it. They're a machine. They make money. But here of late, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Their algorithms are really quite bizarre. But what I have noticed is a shitload of clickbait sponsored pieces showing up in the feed. I mean, I'm going through it here now. I'm just kind of scanning through my feed. Now there's a picture. Hey, there's a cat video. Fantastic. I haven't seen one of those. There's a cartoon. Oh yes. I love guns and coffee. And it's the Starbucks logo with their mascot holding pistols. Yeah, that's good. 12 actors who turned down major roles. And when you click on it, it's like 36 different clicks to get to the fucking story, because I know people click on it because it's the way it works. It's called clickbait. They dangle something in front of you to get you to act on it. Hey, whatever works. I mean, I get it. you know, it's, but that's, I think, the advertising model that seems to be working for social media. Clickbait. And see, and I don't like doing that to people. I mean, if, yeah, oh, it's another quiz. Can you pass an eighth grade test from 1912? Who cares? Most of y'all can't even read. So, I mean, I understand that's how that works, but it's for me, and I work in the internet. This is where I live. This is where I am employed. Radio-Memphis.com. It's time for the obligatory plug. Yes, we have a website. Yes, we have advertisement on the website. Do we have, we're not really necessarily clickbaity, but we do run commercials that state, hey, for more information, check out the banner ad on the website. The reason why we say that is that's how we get paid on some of these. You click and we get paid on the traffic. Some of them we get paid flat out, but you know, others, that's how we do it. We're trying to entice you. Look, and we're not going to advertise something to you that you wouldn't want. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, it would be sort of pointless for us to have, I don't know, commercials about hip replacement, which if you notice, they don't show up in Facebook either. Of course, I'm not quite in that demographic. But yes, the clickbait is absolutely out of control. We're swimming in it. And I think even to a certain extent, it wound up showing up on my Twitter feed, but it's not as prevalent. I mean, it's, you know, I always like the fact that social media is about, you know, bringing people together that are like-minded on certain things, which is why you have your friends. Hey, I'm over at this place. Come find me if you'd like to come hang. Hey, have you checked out the movie? Here's my thoughts on the new Star Wars. You know, that kind of thing. Because somebody might read something kind of quick and, you know, cute and funny. Hey, here's a picture of my cat. Great. But that's really all that there is to it. You know, now my Twitter feed is different because I've populated with mostly news sources, because that's where I like to get, you know, and it's, I can hear it now. Oh, yeah, there's the hippie liberal over there talking about his, look, dude, I have everything from the breaking news thing to FSN and everywhere in between. And there's news sources and there's comedians. And what's interesting about this is that far too often you get more accurate news that way, because I'll find out what's happening breaking news wise is that there's a comedian that has made a funny or unfunny joke about it. Which is another thing. If you're going to be funny, be funny. If you're going to attempt it and you're not funny, watch it. And don't steal other people's jokes. It's, you know, oh, wow, there's a picture of a bunny riding the subway. Etiquette, please keep your rabbits inside their carrier while traveling on the T. Thank you. Uh-huh. See, that's amusing to me. Does it serve any purpose? No. In about an hour, I will have forgotten that I'd even seen that picture. That's just it, man. We're the disposable world that we live in is filled with stuff like this. Everything that we buy, we throw away. We talked about this before. We're only just renting everything that we have anyway. But everything we buy, we ultimately wind up throwing away. And it's even gotten down to the point where our thoughts have become disposable. We'll make a statement. We'll like something. We'll share something. We'll agree with somebody. We'll make our own statement. And within an hour or so, it goes away. It's done. It's over with. That's why it's fascinating to me that the newspaper still exists. Because by the time it's printed, delivered, and consumed, it is old. Just by design. It's not their fault. That's just the way technology has worked. Quite frankly, I'm shocked that it's still around. But, you know. But newspaper industry, they're trying to figure out a way to, you know, keep it real. That's why they have websites. That's why they have apps to follow the news, you know, as something changes. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of an old couple at a restaurant. This is a glimpse into my future. Seniors rule! Yeah, it's usually some old person that writes that, or somebody who's about to be old. You know, not me. I'm going to hang on to my youth. Until I drop dead from old age. Uh-huh. That's, 9 animated maps that will change the way you see the world. I don't need that either. I am good. Brought to you by Ray-Ban. How many people keep getting tagged in these Ray-Ban ads. It's funny. It's happened to me a couple of times. When I get tagged in them, somebody gets unfriended. It's just the way it works. You know, I happen to like Ray-Bans. It's the glasses that I keep when the sun is shining. But I don't need the ad like that in my Facebook. Nobody's benefiting from that. Not even Ray-Ban, for God's sake. They're knockoff things. So there, you know, Facebook being what it is, the news being what it is, it leaves us all in a state of, I don't know, bewilderment, a bit of confusion. Are we spending too much time worrying about things that don't really matter? I mean, really, back to the Starbucks thing. Does it really matter that they're not celebrating Christmas the way you want it to be celebrated? Does it really matter at all? Why should it? Oh my God, Walmart's not celebrating Christmas anymore. Sure they are. It's called your money. You know, they're a Christian organization. Yes, perhaps they are. But what about Jewish-run businesses? They're not ramming Hanukkah down everybody's throat, are they? No. Can't have that. Oh, and God help you if there is anybody who is Middle Eastern in this country who's trying to make a living, an honest buck, by running a Middle Eastern grocery store. There's one here in town, and I go to quite a bit. I'm not afraid to admit that. You know, why should I? They're nice people. They, you know, they're not terrorists. That's, you know, I don't have, they've got fantastic falafel. I love falafel. It is absolutely delicious. And it's hearty, and it's healthy. And after I eat it, I fart like a wild man. I love it. You get the falafel into the pita with the little lettuce and the bitter yogurt with the little dill on it. Oh, and some peppers. Get down. That's, you know, that's fine eating. Man, you don't like America because you're eating Middle Eastern food. Shut up. I'll tell you something. A lot of the people that I know from the Middle East are far more decent human beings than a lot of people that are from here. I can tell you that straight up. I know it may be unpopular with some of you people, but, you know. There again. Maybe not you people, because you people are smart. You people get it. You people understand exactly how it works, with the way things operate around here. You get it. I know that's why I don't get much criticism for this podcast, because the only thing I've ever heard from other people is, well, shit, Rick, you're right. Now, I'm not saying that to blow my own horn, but that's typically what I hear. And what it tells me is that, quite frankly, my points of view that I share in this show is apparently echoed by many of you, and if that's the case, it works out. I'm not really, you know, I would say I'm not here to cause any trouble, but I am. I don't have a problem saying these things. If it makes me unpopular, whatever. It's not a popularity contest. It's not a beauty contest. It's about, you know, it's about the free exchange of ideas. That's all it is. It's whether it's social media, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a radio show or a television show, if you're entertained, that's all I care about. If you're not entertained, it's okay. You don't, you know, I'm not losing any sleep over who's listening to this or who's not. I try and take care of it because, you know, we have a sponsor, Central Barbecue. Great folks, sweet people. They're absolutely tremendous, and we certainly appreciate their support. So it keeps it on the air, you know what I'm saying? So with all that in mind, take a listen to this.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Miss Tony Green. Tony lives in Paris, France. She is an incredible singer. You're going to hear a song from her a little bit later on. And more importantly, you're going to hear an interview.
But I was in France and Boulogne and Italy as well. And they wanted to do some hot wings. I wanted to get in the kitchen so bad and help them. I just wanted to. I was like, you know, like, do it, Tony, do it. And I kept looking. I said, do you have any mustard? I mean, I'm asking all the, do you have any ketchup? Oh, some hot sauce? Do you have anything? Let me help you.
I don't know that you could get a bottle of Louisiana hot sauce there.
You can't get it, but I had some in my bag.
I hear you. There you go.
As a matter of fact, I carry it with me.
Yes.
We have for you some music. Tony Green and Malted Milk. Just call me. It's live. It's right here. You're listening to it from Radioland.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
So yeah, we're sneaking up on it, kids. We will be celebrating our 100th episode. I don't know how we're going to celebrate it. It may just be you and me sitting here, as we usually do, weeping into a glass of scotch. I don't know. I mean, this is episode, what, 92? You've heard what's coming up in 93. Man, we're sneaking up on it. It'll be here before you know it. Technically, it's 2 years of these shows. Pretty much without fail. 2 years we've been able to keep this thing going. So that's solid, man. I'm happy. I'm thrilled. It's been a joy. It's been an absolute wonderful experience. And I love doing it. I'm going to continue to do it. So as long as you continue to listen to it and share it and tell the world about it, that's great. And I appreciate you doing that, too. Share it. If you like this show, even if you don't like it, share it to somebody. Somebody else may like it. Let somebody else know that this show from Radioland is exactly that, from Radioland. You never know what you're going to get until you get into it. I might get ranty. I may get weepy. I may get nice. I don't know. I might have something on my mind I want to share with you. Perhaps a thought. Perhaps a bit of an education. That's always good. Getting smart about stuff. Hey, I didn't know that. I didn't know that the temperature of spit in Topeka is the same as the temperature of spit in Omaha. Yep, it usually is. Well, the price of tea in China, which I have no idea what it would run. Probably pretty cheap, I'm thinking. So there you go. You can find us everywhere. Rick Cheddar from Radioland is what the show is called. It's hosted on Podbean. You can also find it. Oh, I have a blog, rickcheddar.blogspot.com. Yeah, there's all sorts of fun grooviness that can be found there. Every episode I've ever done is linked to that page, plus some personal ramblings about it. In essence, it's the only place that I really kind of write anything that kind of goes with it. I don't get into it. I know some podcasters like using like really elaborate show notes. I don't want to do that. Some people even transcribe their shows. No, it's far too much work. We sit down, crank up a mic, have some fun, shoot the shit for a bit, and then we move along. But if you want to find out more, if there is some personal insights to some of this, you can find it over at rickcheddar.blogspot.com. And, of course, for our work at radio-memphis.com, every episode, well, not every episode, but most of them are there, which will lead you back into all of this gigantic circle of some sort. I almost said circle jerk, which is about right. iTunes, Podbean, Pocket Casts. That's a brand new one thing. It's available in the Google Play Store and over in iTunes. Stitcher, TuneIn is an app. It's a popular app. There is a podcast link there, and you can also catch the radio station there if you're new to all of that. Player.fm and Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. All sorts of places that you can find us. So dig it, listen to it, share it. Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all being a big part of it. It's been fun for this time. So we'll see you next time. Y'all take care of one each other and take care of yourselves. And there you have it. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.